7 candidates are vying for the opportunity to represent Utah's 4th Congressional District, including incumbent Democrat Ben McAdams. McAdams currently holds the position and is the only Democrat on the ballot. McAdams' main focuses include working with both political parties to fix the Affordable Care Act, as well as focusing on quality education for children, regardless of where they live in the state of Utah. McAdams is also passionate about protecting the environment and thinks it is time for bipartisan, comprehensive immigration reform. From the Libertarian Party, John Molnar is running for the seat with a goal to make sure Utahns feel like their voice is heard on the national level.
Things don't always apply to politicians the same way they do to us, and a lot of people feel like the politicians aren't listening to them.
Molnar is a veteran and was part of the military intelligence community while in the Army. Jonia Broderick is running as a member of the United Utah Party and is concerned about decreasing the demonizing of opposing beliefs or opinions.
What I would like to accomplish is helping people see that we can work together, that the goals aren't that different.
Broderick says more problems would be solved in Utah if there is civility between the state's representatives. In the 2018 election, the 4th congressional seat was flipped from Republican to Democratic. This year, 4 of the 7 candidates are Republicans hoping to flip the seat back, including candidate Trent Christensen. Christensen is passionate about strengthening the economy in Utah, especially following the pandemic.
Getting the economy back up and running again is the issue, and it will be for the next several years.
Christensen says he has an extensive background working in economics, budgeting, and raising money for small businesses and nonprofit organizations that will help him support economic growth. Kim Coleman, who currently serves in the Utah House of Representatives, is another Republican candidate. Her focuses include supporting President Trump and protecting First and Second Amendment rights. Coleman is also passionate about improving the economy and providing jobs. Former talk radio host Jay McFarland is running as a Republican as well and says he is determined to restore civility to government.
And I'm ready to compete in the arena of ideas and to change hearts and minds and to hopefully remind people that it's okay to be reasonable and it's okay to actually consider the viewpoints of the other side.
McFarland says instead of putting energy into fighting with the other side, he wants to work to lower the deficit and help restore the country following the pandemic. Burgess Owens is the final Republican candidate and a former NFL football player. He is determined to provide quality education in the state.
I think the greatest threat to our country today is the lack of education. Education about our history, about what we the people have done together, and critical thinking.
Owens is passionate about restoring confidence in the rising generation by providing them with this education. He is also determined to help balance the budget. Utah's 4th Congressional District primary election will be held on June 30th. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Harley Barnes.